morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening to me on the surface of the earth. Hello and welcome to EGM Analytics, your one-stop in-depth market analysis podcast. I remain your host, Vincent Agbotemi, and with me is Moses Kayode, derivative analyst, Eagle Global Markets, as he will be eliminating the market overview for the week. Moses, thank you for joining us.
All right, thank you for having me again, Botemi, today. It's been wonderful to be back on the program. Last week we saw a lot of information reports actually driving the market, talking about the reopening, easing up the different policies and so many other fiscal policies that have been coming up as a result of trying to come back into the market. Our focus continues to be on the new development of on the path of coronavirus impact on the global market. And the beautiful thing is that there are a lot of reports that are coming up, and as a result of that, we are seeing a lot of consistent positive information, relieving the market of the plague and the intense fear of the current epidemic that is actually ravaging the markets. Actually, we are focusing this Wednesday on the major news that we're expecting that it should move the market. On the part of the European Union, we're expecting the PMI, which is the April PMI report, is due for release, and we're expecting that it is actually going to come out, and the reports will actually determine the possibility of what will eventually happen to European markets. Of course, a lot of speculation on the path that is going to be very negative, seeing that the impact of the coronavirus is still having a big toll on the country. More so, we also have jobless reports that we are expecting from the US to keep tabs on how much the impact of the coronavirus has seen. The last time we saw that it has rose to up to 22 million filed for job benefits, but we're expecting that this April should give us a better view into that and see what we'll be able to determine, looking at what the market what the coronavirus has done and is still doing in the market as regards the employment case. We look forward also to Thursday. European Central Bank has brought a policy. Of course, it's speculation, really. It's not done yet, but it's a policy that they're going to create a bank that is actually going to rescue different funds and common debt issuance as a result of creating a bank that is going to tackle the non-performing loan, so as well to bring the creditors and the debtors closer as a relationship between the two. The EU bank, as we see, it's a policy that's actually will help the market. It's actually going to do a lot of benefits to the economy as a result of trying to bring the two together so that there will be interactions as much as possible. A report from Dan Dasky also, we can see that it appeared that the US is also planning, talking about the two parties, the Democrats and where the Democrat and the Republican, they are trying as much as possible to come in unity to form another fiscal policy, which is actually going to be around 2% of the entire GDP, which is actually going to boost small-scale businesses and some healthcare support for the market. On the part of the oil market, we see that the oil market has dropped terribly last week, as it's dropped by 16%, and it's now trading at $15, far below $20 price level. And we also likely, that's actually the contract, viewing the contract that actually rolled over from May through June. These are the things that actually is primarily our focus on the market. The market is actually tailoring itself directly to what the coronavirus and the event currently, though we are seeing a lot of easing in the market, but we still expect that before it comes back to the States, restoration that needs to come to the market, and we continue to see how the market push things around the restoration, so to say. So this is just the big figure for the week. We hope that the in week will give us more insight and more data so that we can use that for our forecast and for our market overview. Thank you very much.
To all our beloved listeners out there, I want to say a very big thank you for joining us today on your one-stop in-depth market analysis podcast. Till I come your way next week, I want you to remember, this is the very best time to trade global markets. What are you waiting for? I remain your host, Prince Adagbotemi. Have a lovely day.